Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وعن علي رضي الله عنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قل اللهم اهدني وسددني وفي رواية اللهم إني أسألك الهدى والسداد رواه مسلم. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, قل, say, Allahumma ahdini, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guide me, wasaddidni, and keep me upright. In another narration, O Allah, I ask you for guidance and uprightness. So these are the two hadiths, one is Muslim Sharif and one is Abu Dawud Sharif. Such a short dua. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu to say these words, Allahumma ahdini, Allah guide me, wasaddidni, and keep me upright. Both these things are very important. One is to ask for that hidayat and ask for that guidance, and one is after having that guidance to remain on the straight path, to remain with istiqamah, to remain firm, to remain upright. This is the real challenge. That to continuously be at it at every moment, this is a very great challenge and a very great thing. As Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said, that just as it will be difficult in the day of Qiyamah to walk on the bridge of Sirat, it is likewise very difficult to walk on the straight path in this world. One who walks firmly on this path in this world will be able to cross the Sirat on the day of Qiyamah. Like how it is so hard to walk on the Sirat, like that to remain straight on this world, in this world, is difficult. But if a person remains straight in this world, Allah Pak will give him the tawfiq of crossing Sirat with ease. So this is how it is. To remain straight is very, very difficult, but when a person is at it all the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for him. There's an incident of Hazrat Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu anhu. He was the brother of Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, was a great sahabi. He was a tabi' Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu anhu. He was a great tabi', one of the leading tabi'een, and he was also one of the main scholars or the great scholars of Madinatul Munawwara. So on one occasion, he was going to visit the leader, Walid ibn Abdul Malik. So when he was going on his journey en route, he picked up a saw on his leg. And now that effect of that saw was spreading. That effect was spreading, whatever it was. So it had spread to such an extent that his leg needed to be amputated. So now when he had reached Walid ibn Abdul Malik, rahmatullahi alayhi, he had mentioned to him that this leg of mine needs to be amputated. So he had arranged for a doctor. So he was asked to arrange a doctor. He arranged the doctor. And now the doctor came and told him, he told Hazrat Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Urwa bin Zubair rahmatullahi alayhi had told him that you need to take a tablet, you need to take a sedative, so it will knock you out, you'll be fast asleep, and then we can amputate easily. So look at this reply of him. Look at the reply of him. He said, how can I take something that will make me negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I don't want to become negligent. I want to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You carry on what you have to do, doctor. Told the doctor, you carry on what you have to do. But I'm not going to deliberately take something that's going to make me negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We obviously not of that level of iman. His level of iman was very, very high. We will need to take this medication when we need to take it. But his iman was such a stage that I don't want to be negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every moment of my life, I want to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as far as I can. And his actions and his amal was such that he would read Quran Sharif looking in one quarter during the day. And that same quarter of the Quran, not quarter siparah, quarter of the Quran, approximately 7.5 siparahs, he will read looking in the day. And that same 7.5 siparahs now, at night he'll read it in his tahajjud salah. So 15 siparahs every day, that was his ma'mool. Now obviously this situation had come up where his leg needed to be amputated. So what had happened was, those people around him said that he did not take this sedative, he did not take this tablet or this medication that needed to knock him out to cause the pain, so he doesn't feel any pain. But they say that he did not even make one word of complaint. Not one word of complaint, nor did he make any noise of pain, except occasionally he would make a hiss now and then. But like that he bore the pain, and his faith and his tawakkul was only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now on that same trip that he had gone there, what had happened was his young son had fallen from the roof. And there were animals that were running at that time, and this child had fallen. And those animals had trampled the child, and the child had passed away. This same Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, rahmatullahi alayh, this great personality, what he made this dua, imagine in this condition. Now one is a person who had his leg amputated, and the next thing that he had was his child had fallen, child had passed away. He said, "Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala," now this is what you call positive thinking. When a person is thinking positive, in every situation he'll take the positive out, he won't continuously be negative. He said, "Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you gave me 7 children. Out of the 7 sons, you have taken away one son. You left me with 6. So now he's looking at the positive. He said, "Oh Allah, you had given me 4 limbs. You had taken one limb away. You had left me with 3. I take an oath in your name that you do not take anything away from a person except that you will leave him with that is sufficient. You do not take anything away from a person except that you will leave him with that is sufficient. And oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you do not test a person except that you grant him ease after the test." So this is the dua that he made, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it comes in the books that Hazrat Urwa bin Zubair rahmatullahi alayh, he did not miss out even that night after having his leg amputated. He did not miss out his tilawat of Quran. And in one report it comes that he was unable to read that Quran that he would read, that istiqamah that he had of reading every night the 7.5 siparas. But the next night he made up for the night that he had missed out. So much was his level of istiqamah. And this is what you call that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me guidance and cause me to remain upright. That once I'm on this guidance, once I got this level of istiqamah, then I continuously act upon it, I continuously practice upon it, and nothing will cause a person to leave it. Even a situation like this where he had his leg amputated, in that condition also, he did not miss out his amal. Let's ask ourselves, how much of istiqamah do we have with our tilawat of Quran? How much of istiqamah do we have with our tahajjud salat? How much of istiqamah do we have with our zikr? How much of istiqamah do we have with our nafil namazes that we're supposed to be reading? Ask ourselves, do we have that istiqamah? We don't even have the istiqamah sometimes with our takbir-e-ula. Sometimes we're getting takbir-e-ula, sometimes we're missing takbir-e-ula. Sometimes we're getting the first saf, sometimes we're missing the first saf. Now look at these great personalities. Even in that condition also, they won't miss the tilawat of Quran, they won't miss the tahajjud salat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.